आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम संजय मट्टू। द हेडलाइंस: डोनाल्ड ट्रंप टेक्स ओवर एज प्रेजिडेंट ऑफ द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स फॉर सेकेंड टर्म, सेज अमेरिकाज गोल्डन एज हैज जस्ट बिगन। वर्ल्ड लीडर्स इंक्लूडिंग प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट मिस्टर ट्रंप ऑन हिज रिटर्न टू व्हाइट हाउस। Republic Day parade this year to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess. Special focus on 75 years of enactment of Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. 699 candidates left in the fray after last date of withdrawal of candidature for Delhi Assembly elections. And in Tata Steel chess tournament in the Netherlands, R. Pragnananda beat India's number one Arjun Erigaisi to climb top spot. D. Gukesh settles for draw. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, taking the oath of office for a second term. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. last night. Cannons were fired in salute as Hail to the Chief played. J.D. Vance took oath as Vice President, administered by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. At 40, Vance became the 50th vice president and the third youngest in U.S. history. In his inaugural address, President Trump declared a national energy emergency to help lower prices, a key campaign promise. He asserted that the inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices. The new president also pledged to direct his cabinet to use their vast powers to reduce the cost of goods. He vowed to put America first as he marked the beginning of a new chapter for the country, declaring that the golden age of America begins right now under his leadership.
We will stand bravely, we will live proudly, we will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans, the future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
World leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, have congratulated U.S. President Donald Trump on his return to the White House for a second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together once again to benefit both countries and to shape a better future for the world. A report.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, in a social media post, said she is certain that the friendship between the two nations and the values that unite them will continue to strengthen the collaboration between Italy and the US facing global challenges together. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he believes that working together again, they will raise the US-Israel alliance to even greater height. Mr. Netanyahu also thanked Mr. Trump for his efforts in helping free Israeli hostages. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz congratulated Mr. Trump, saying the U.S. is Germany's closest ally and the aim of their policy is always a good transatlantic relationship. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen offered her best wishes, saying the bloc looks forward to working closely with him to tackle global challenges. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said President Trump is always decisive and the peace through strength policy he announced provides an opportunity to strengthen American leadership and achieve a long-term and just peace. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed several executive orders on day one of his second term in office. He signed a record number of executive orders last night. Outlining the orders, President Trump said his topmost priority is to declare a national emergency along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. He said all illegal entry will immediately be halted and will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. The U.S. president said he'll order the deployment of troops along the border immediately. Mr. Trump also said his day one orders include those curbing immigration, boosting fossil fuel production, and rolling back environmental regulations, namely the 2021 Paris Climate Accord. The first executive order he signed was for ending work from home for federal employees. Speaking about fossil fuel production, he said his first day actions will ensure declaration of a national energy emergency, thereby lifting all restrictions on mining and allowing for crude oil production. Mr. Trump said America will be a manufacturing nation once again and will use oil and gas. Another significant order that he signed was to restore freedom of speech and ending federal censorship.
After years and years of illegal and unconstitutional federal efforts to restrict free expression, I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America. Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Under my leadership, we will restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Republic Day Parade 2025 is set to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with a special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. This year, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the parade. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh announced that a 160-member marching contingent and a 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will participate in the parade at Kartavya Path alongside contingents from the Indian Armed Forces. He added that 31 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will also take part, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat, Virasat aur Vikas. A total of 699 candidates have been left in the fray for 70 seats after withdrawal of candidature for the Delhi Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last day to withdraw nominations. The highest number of 23 candidates are in the New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in the Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to the polls on the 5th of next month. Akashvani News brings you a special series in view of the Delhi Assembly elections. Today, we listen to a report on the Jangpura constituency.
Jangpura seat of Delhi Assembly is one of the prominent constituency in the upcoming Delhi Assembly poll. This constituency, which has about 1.5 lakh electors, has a good number of Punjabi voters. Aam Aadmi Party won the seat. This time, AAP has given ticket to former Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi Manish Sisodia from the seat. BJP has been attacking Sisodia, who was arrested and jailed in the alleged liquor scam. BJP has fielded three-time Jangpura MLA Tarvinder Singh Marwa, while Congress has given ticket to former Mayor of Delhi Municipal Corporation for Farhad Suri. A total of 9 candidates are in fray in this seat. With Anupam Mishra, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Senior officials from the External Affairs Ministry and the government of Uttar Pradesh held an interactive session with foreign journalists to discuss various aspects of the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. The officials provided insights into the spiritual, cultural and economic significance of the event. The program took place yesterday in New Delhi. During the interaction, representatives from the Uttar Pradesh government emphasized that the Mahakumbh 2025 is set to surpass other major global events in terms of attendance. More from our correspondent.
According to the government's estimate, more than 45 crore devotees are expected to attend the Mahakumbh 2025, including around 15 lakh foreign tourists. In comparison, 25 crore people attended the Kumbh Mela held in 2019. The event is being promoted as a platform for unity and equality, bringing together people from diverse cultures and traditions. Mahakumbh 2025 is set to deliver a significant economic boost, contributing up to 2 lakh crore rupees to India's economy. The GDP of Uttar Pradesh is also expected to grow by over 1%. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
In Madhya Pradesh, Akashwani is playing an important role in avoiding conflicts between animals and humans. Akashwani Shahdol is playing a new role by alerting people about the movement of wildlife animals, including elephants, tigers and leopards. This will help prevent human-animal conflicts and related casualties.
Akashwani Shahdol has started alerting and educating the villagers Shahdol, Umaria and Anuppur district not just about the movement of elephants, tigers and leopards but also on the do's and don'ts on encountering them. The program head of Akashwani Shahdol, Avinash Divakar, informed that such alerts and audio clips are being interspread with the popular programs, particularly music and farmer-oriented programs.
वन प्राणियों से टकराव की स्थिति में क्या करें और क्या नहीं और साथ ही शाम और रात के समय में ऐसे क्षेत्रों में रखी जाने वाली सावधानियों के विषय में भी जनहित के रूप में प्रसारित की जा रही है.
फ्रॉम द लॉन्च ऑफ कुंभवाणी चैनल ड्यूरिंग द महाकुंभ एट प्रयागराज टू दीज इनोवेशन इन मध्य प्रदेश हैव रीएम्फेसाइज्ड द रोल ऑफ आकाशवाणी फॉर द बेटरमेंट ऑफ कॉमन पीपल. विद अरविंद पांडे फ्रॉम शहडोल, संजीव शर्मा, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, भोपाल.
Showcasing the best of science and technology from schools from South India, the Southern Indian India Science Fair 2025 is set to kick off today in Puducherry at the Old Port Ground, Guber Avenue. More from our correspondent.
The Southern Indian Science Fair aims to inspire scientific thinking, innovation and holistic development among students, complementing their academic pursuits. This year, the event will feature 210 exhibits across individual, group and teachers categories. Puducherry alone will contribute 15 individual exhibits, 10 group exhibits and 10 teacher exhibits representing the best innovations from state-level science exhibitions. The exhibition will be open to school students daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and to the general public from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Bipin Nesnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
On to sports news. In the Men's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club defeated Rachi Rar Bengal Tigers 2-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. In the women's section, JSW Surma Hockey Club triumphed over Delhi SG Pipers 5-1 last evening at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Ranchi yesterday, the JSW Surma Hockey Club made a statement of intent by dismantling the Delhi SG Pipers 5-1 in a women's league match. In the men's section, JSW Surma also won after a tough battle against Bengal in Rourkela. Prabhjot Singh put them ahead in the 21st minute after controlling a fine aerial pass from iconic captain Harmanpreet. Bengal launched a flurry of attacks, but keeper Vincent Vanash was in prime form and kept them at bay. They did pull one back through drag flicker Jugraj, but failed to find the equalizer in time. Today in Ranchi, Surma will try to continue their winning momentum in the women's segment against the Odisha Warriors, while in Rourkela, in the men's league, the UP Rudras will face team Goa Nasika. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani.
Indian athletes are competing in various disciplines across major global sporting events today. A report.
At the Tata Steel Chess Tournament in Wijkansee, Netherlands, Grandmaster Ramesh Babu Pragyananda delivered a stellar performance defeating India's number 1, Arjun Erigaisi, with the white pieces in round 3. The victory catapulted him to the top of the points table, tied with Uzbekistan's Norirbek Abdusarov at 2.5 points each. Meanwhile, Indian star Gukesh Domaraju drew with world number 2 Fabiano Caruana, keeping his unbeaten streak alive after becoming the youngest world champion last month. In today's round 4 fixtures, Gukesh faces Alexei Sarna of Russia, Pragyananda takes on Mendoka, and Arjun battles Vladimir Fedosev. Switching to Melbourne, the Australian Open tennis quarterfinal action heats up. In the mixed doubles, Rohan Bopanna and Chuai Zhang face the Australian duo of John Pierce and Olivia Gadecki at Show Court Arena.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sanjay. Donald Trump taking oath as the 47th President of the United States of America dominates front page headlines. The Times of India writes, Great Wall of America, Trump vows to repel illegal entrants, slap steep tariffs. The punishment handed down to Sanjay Roy, convicted in the R.G. Kerr hospital rape and murder case, is widely noticed on the front pages. Not rarest of rare case, courts hands out Roy jailed till death, reports the Tribune. And finally, a very unique headline in the Indian Express, as the paper writes, in Hyderabad, an exclusive police station for lakes, land, lung spaces. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Donald Trump takes over as President of the United States for second term, says America's golden age has just begun. World leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, congratulate Mr. Trump on his return to White House. Republic Day parade this year to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess. Special focus on 75 years of enactment of Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. 699 candidates left in the fray after withdrawal of candidature for Delhi Assembly elections, and in Tata Steel Chess Tournament in the Netherlands, R. Pragnananda beat India's number one Arjun Erigesi to climb top spot. D. Gukesh settles for draw. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.